Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
The 24th of May, 2019, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. From our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulkson, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, it's Queen Victoria's birthday. Yes, on this day 200 years ago, a German-English princess was born who grew up to become Victoria Regina, Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, and Empress of India. And that's why we had the day off on Monday. We're not doing anything special about it, just thought I'd mention it. Listen to this for a second. Ah, doesn't it just fill you with imperialist pride? Yes, indeedy duty. Anywho, that's good enough of that. Happy birthday, Queenie. A character who has been played by numerous actors, including, what's her name, Jenna Coleman and Dame Judi Dench and somebody else. I forgot. I was going to look it up and I forgot to. Anyway, we'll keep you informed on other events going on this weekend, the usual call board, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Let's kick things off right away with some music. This is Said the Whale.
Sleep.
Ain't That Nice. That is Said the Whale, and the title track from their new release, Cascadia. And you know what Cascadia means? That's just everything from here all the way down to basically the Oregon-California border. And there's been movements throughout the past to kind of tear down the 49th parallel border and just turn that whole area from BC right down to California into our own independent Cascadia country. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I don't know. The opinions expressed in this show are not those of anybody, including me. Hey, I got some exciting news this week. Our dear friends over at Western Gold Theater, they've got a new show coming up in June. It's a fun little thing called EIEIEIEIO. Oh gosh, golly, where is it now? This is the fun part of listening to this show, is listening to me try to mark time while I find the press releases that I'm supposed to be talking about. It's called Jack of Diamonds. There we go. And we had all kinds of things planned to promote it. The new artistic director of Western Gold, Tanya Dixon Warren, is going to come on here in a couple of weeks and talk about her new job as the artistic director, as well as promoting the show and all that kind of stuff. And then a couple of days ago, I get an email from Anna Hagen, who is the outgoing artistic director and director of this show. And turns out I've been asked to join the cast. So on June 21st and 23rd at the PAL Theater, you can come down and see me, along with Joan Bryans, Terrence Kelly, Annabelle Kershaw, Jerry McKay, Jerry Wasserman. Well, either Jerry McKay or Jerry Wasserman won't be there. I don't know which one of them I'm replacing, but I'll anyway. Colleen Winton's in the cast as well. It's called Jack of Diamonds, and it's about a jeweler. There you go, Jack. He sells diamonds, and he lives in a rather luxurious privately owned retirement home along with fellow residents. Unbeknownst to them, the man to whom they've been entrusted their life savings, a smooth-talking financial advisor named Barney F-Word. I like that one. His name's F-Word. Has been arrested for bilking his clients out of their savings. It's a Ponzi scheme. So, and all the hilarity that comes out of that. So, yeah, mark your calendars for the end of June, June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at PAL Studio in Cole Harbor for Jack of Diamonds. Let's see here now. There's other stuff going on coming up very soon. Stuff we talked about in the past are happening right now. A few weeks ago, we talked to the folks at Rice and Bean Theater about Chicken Girl, and that starts tonight on today's May 24th, runs until the 7th of June. It's at the Annex on Seymour Street. It's written and directed by, where is it? Oh my goodness. I got the wrong thing up. I got the meet the cast thing and not the media kit about the play itself. Don't mind me. It's been a weird week. We had a little crisis going on yesterday. If you're sitting in a coffee shop and you're not quite sure about the people around you, pay close attention to your purses and your personal belongings and things like that, because there's some very nefarious characters out there who will take full advantage of your inattention, and it just takes a moment and your whole life is gone. All your credit cards and your personal information and personal mementos and things like that, someone just grabs your purse and poof, it's gone. And with tapping credit cards, they can rack up a pretty hefty bill pretty fast. So this happened to us yesterday. So watch out for that. Anyway, Chicken Girl. It's written and directed by Derek Chan. It's on at the Annex on Seymour Street. It's The description reads like this. Chicken Girl embarks on a surreal adventure to uncover the mystery surrounding the disappearance of her Uncle Chan. A homesick intergalactic rock star struggles to reconcile with their estranged family. An anxiety-ridden submariner recruits an anthropomorphic cat to settle an old score. Intertwining multilingual dialogue, flamboyant rock numbers, and idiosyncratic marine trivia, three magical worlds collide in front of our eyes as we contemplate the ideas of home, cultural identity, and the point of our existence. Chicken Girl is a vibrant reflection on the meaning of existence and an incantation to raise hope in times of colorlessness. So it's all going on at the Annex on Seymour Street from now until June 7th. And if you want to find out more, you can hit the old Facebook page or just go to Rice and Bean Theater to find out more about Chicken Girl. All right, let's play some more music. This is Bree McDaniel. When I was first getting involved in theater about 15 or 20 years ago, one of the first people that I really got to know was a guy named Alan Morgan. Alan is an actor who's been on the scene in Vancouver for a long time. He was a regular at the Arts Club and Bart on the Beach. In fact, his performance as Julius Caesar was immortalized. Apparently, there's a history textbook somewhere that has his picture in character as Julius Caesar on a unit on the actual historical Julius Caesar. So that's kind of cool. Anyway, Alan got to a point in his life where he was no longer able to make earn a comfortable living as an actor. Just work started slowing down on him, and so he had to do what a lot of actors do in that situation. He got another job, He took a position in the mailroom at a union headquarters building, and he enjoyed that experience. And it became his new role, and he took it on with great passion and aplomb and joy, and really had a good time with that up until after about a year. Him and 54 of his sisters and brothers found themselves in an unfamiliar position on the other side of a chain-link fence on a picket line. They were employees of a union, and they were locked out by their employer to impose a contract with a substantial hit on their sick time, which is ironic because that union that they were working for, and he doesn't mention it in this press release, so I'm not going to tell you who it is unless he wants to in the show, but they were at the point negotiating with their employers for a lot of the same benefits that they were denying from their own employees. How do you like that? Anyway, they were on the picket line for months. And then when a settlement finally came in, because Alan was like the last one in, he was the first one out. And this changed his life again and destabilized his circumstances and shattering a lot of things about solidarity and brotherhood and community and a lot of things. It really kind of messed him up. So Alan did what a lot of artists do and took that kind of obstacle, challenge. Those aren't the right words, but you know what I'm talking about. And he created art out of it. And the result is a show, a one-man show called I Walked the Line. And he refers to it as a means to express the experience that he shared with his union sisters and brothers. Applying considerable theatrical skill, Alan dug deep and took his memories, emotions, and experiences home to the theater stage. In 70 minutes, he takes the audience on a roller coaster of emotions, sharing what it was like to be on strike, to find strength in community, and he transforms the stage to a picket line in order to celebrate the solidarity, remember the people, and reveal the storm of emotions, the fight that brought to those walking for 132 days. So thanks to the generous support of the Other Guys Theater Company, I Walk the Line, written by and starring Alan Morgan, is going on this weekend, starting tonight at the Anvil Center in New Westminster on Columbia, right by the Columbia SkyTrain station. There's only four performances tonight, tomorrow night, and two shows on Sunday. Two matinees, one on Sunday and one on Monday at 2:00. So, let's see. You know what? I have to revise this again. There's one show tonight, and then the remaining three shows are afternoon shows, 2:00 on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Anvil Center. I really don't want to misinform you about this because it's an important show and it's a good show. I mean, Alan is a great actor, and he's someone that we're very very privileged to consider a friend and a colleague, and you can tell I feel really strongly about this one. So you can get tickets at ticketsnow.ca. There's a Facebook page called I Walk the Line. You can find out all the information about that. There's only four performances, so don't miss out.
I'm gonna get gone. I like to wander, but don't get me wrong. I've loved every road I've ridden on. If I get to going, I'm gonna get gone. Oh, you just feel that click clack of that southern track. Steamers whistling blue and blowing black. Climb aboard, y'all, and don't turn back. Oh, you can feel the click-clack of that southern track. She's been my rhythm and she's been my soul. When we're together, we're just like rock and roll. Oh, yeah, she keep me from sinking slow.
She's my rhythm and she's my soul. Rise on old 61, melted my sorrows in that Delta sun. When I'd about come undone, but now the heat's still rising on this old 61. If I get to going, I'm gonna be gone. I like to wander, but don't get me wrong, I've loved every road I've ridden on. Yes, if I get to going, I'm gonna get gone. Yes, if I get to going, I'm gonna get gone.
That's Cat Dancer and the title track of a new release called Goin' Gone. The Revolver Festival is on this weekend. It's Vancouver's annual showcase of new upcoming theatrical and musical and dance talent going on at various venues around town. Let's see here. Mostly the Kulch. You can find out more information by checking out Up in the Air Theater. They are the sponsors and organizers and producers of the Revolver Festival. A couple of things I wanted to mention to you though, because we got some friends involved in this one, and there's a show called The Way You Carry On, and this is directed by Michael Lallinen. Of Star Star Theater, who has been on this show a few times, and featuring another former guest on the show, Sarah Vickrook, lots of other great folks about this one. The Way You Carry On tells the heartfelt story of Kelly and Nick, who are true estranged sisters in their mid-30s who are women we don't often get to see. Nick is queer, polyamorous, and about to have her first child in a blended family of four co-parents. Kelly has just left her nuclear family, husband, two children, as a way of affirming her selfhood and her truth. Sitting in Nick's backyard in East Van on unceded Coast Salish territory, we witness two women on the brink of transformation as they confront the forces of their lives that both shaped and alienated them. And each performance will be followed by a post-show long table discussion. And this goes on in an actual house. It's the Kulch Greenhouse. That's the big greenhouse just to the west of the Van Nuys Cultural Center on Venables. For those of you in the theater community, you might remember it used to be the home of Green Thumb Theater. So that's one of the shows that's going on. Lots of other stuff going on. So you can find out more. Go to the Facebook page. Look for Revolver Festival, Up in the Air Theater, or you can check out the Up in the Air Theater's website, which is upinthetheatre.com. And let's see, what else did I want to tell you about? Jerusalem, which is a play. That's happening at the Jericho Arts Center, United Players spring production, and this is written by Jez Butterworth. It's the story of Johnny Rooster Byron, a gypsy squatter, wanted man, and folk hero. To some, anyway, and a villain to others. The authorities want to evict him. His son wants his dad to take him to the fair. A motley crew of mates wants his ample supply of drugs. Johnny is a giant from a bygone age, a green man from England's past, a larger-than-life character who has captivated audiences in London and New York, and who now comes to the first time in Vancouver. Meet this shielder of youth far more ferocious predators, fabulous lord of misrule, and summoner of spirits in his motley raggle-taggle retinue. Ah, sounds nuts. Sounds like fun, actually. The great Adam Henderson is playing Rooster, and he's supported by a terrific cast, including Ash Dexter, Mark LeBlanc. Mary Littlejohn returns to Vancouver and in this play. Aaron Morgan's in it. John Prowse, good friend of the show, and lots of other great folks. And that is all happening at the Jericho Arts Center. It starts next week. Starts June the 7th. Actually, it's 2 weeks, isn't it? Yeah, this is only the 24th. Yeah, it starts in 2 weeks. But check it out. Anyway, go to unitedplayers.com to get tickets or find out more information, and make sure you check out Jerusalem on stage at the Jericho Arts Center.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival returns to Calgary from June 19th to 23rd, 2019. Discover over 250 bands, comedy, film, and art in more than 30 venues across the city. This year's festival features guest curator Julian Baker, acclaimed indie pop artist Japanese Breakfast, the incomparable hip-hop stylings of Rap City, experimental noise rapper JPEG Mafia, subversive hip-hop artist Leaf, raspy indie folk favorites Hop Along, anthemic grunge rockers Bully, and over 180 more artists still to be announced. To see the current lineup and to get your festival pass, visit sledisland.com. You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
CITR and Mint Records have released their biannual collab, Pop Alliance Volume 5. This glamorous record features staple Vancouver artists, Devours, Swim Team, Lord Fuckerman, Chris Horrific, and so many more. Get your copy for only $15 on iTunes or at the Mint Records store now.
All right, I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even gonna last. Hey. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even. What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments, and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Oh, man.
What? What?
I really wanted to catch that football game, but I have to clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude.
Only on CITR.
So you're going through Game of Thrones withdrawal. You're looking forward to Sunday night with no dragons and no swords and no flames and no ice queens to revel your life. Or are you bummed out at the way it ended and wish it could have been different? Wish you could have had some control over how things happen at Game of Thrones. Well, guess what? You do get a chance, because Vancouver Theatre Sports presents Throne and Games, The Last Laugh, going on at the Improv Center on Granville Island from now until June 15th. A lonely queen sits atop the Iron Throne, but her kingdom is under threat from all sides. The final fight between the Lannisters, Starks, and Targaryens is about to go down, and everyone will probably die laughing. Theatre Sports is proud to present Throne and Games, The Last Laugh at the Improv Center of Granville Island every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 and until Saturday, June 15th. That's what I was trying to say. This marks the last season in Vancouver Theatre Sports comedy trilogy, which began at 2:15 with Throne and Games, Laughter is Coming, and continued with Throne and Games, A Chance of Snow in 2016, and now The Last Laugh is happening this year. Tickets start at $10.75, and you can get them at vtsl.com. Now, if you're not familiar with Theatre Sports, it's an improv comedy troupe, what they do is they take a familiar concept or situation and then build a story out of it with suggestions from the audience. Because of this key element, no two performances can be the same. As in its TV inspiration, the audience has no idea what to expect next, and neither do the improvisers. Theatre Sports improvisers are master actors, creating the plot line and developing the characters and dialogue on the spot. Based on audience involvement and suggestions, it's this unpredictability that adds to the humor of every performance and has audiences returning to see different performances at the same show again and again. It's all going on at the Improv Center, which is on Granville Island. It's right there just as you cross underneath the bridge, across from the Kids Zone. And tickets are, as I say, they start at $10.75. If you want to find out more, you can go to vtsl.com and look up Vancouver Theatre Sports presents Throne and Games, The Last Laugh. Gotta love it. Yes, indeedy doody. And let's see here. Let's click through that and click through that and not that one. And there we go. Wait for it to load. And three and four and so and so. There we go. I told that one. Firehall Arts Center has a show on called Hello. That's going until the 1st of June. This is produced by Theater Terrific, which is a terrific theater company. Excuse me, I had to do that. Theater Terrific has been part of Vancouver's theater community for 34 years. They have a mandate to pioneer inclusive opportunities for our artists of all abilities to develop performance skills and collaborate in the production of theater works. Hello is their latest production. It's written and directed by Suzanne Uchalius. I'm gonna butcher the name, so I'm gonna apologize right now to Susanna for not practicing your name ahead of time. But that's beside the point. The important part here is that it's the story of the Daniel, who was the son of American playwright Arthur Miller, the guy that wrote Death of a Salesman. Daniel was diagnosed with Down syndrome in the early 1960s, but you won't find any mention of Daniel in Arthur Miller's memoirs, any speeches, even in the obituary of his mother, famous photojournalist Inga Morath, the family never publicly acknowledged Daniel's existence. That's what life was like in the 60s. Hello, a secret historical exclusion follows the story of Daniel, who grew up in an isolated institution, never attended his sister's birthday parties, never learned to read, and was never part of his birth family's international portrait. You know, his father was a world-renowned playwright. Nobody had any idea who he was. How would Daniel see his mother, his sister, his father, and his place in the world? Hello is seen through Daniel's eyes. It goes on at the Fire Hall Arts Center until the 1st of June. On Sunday at 3 o'clock, they're doing a special presentation, a special performance with an ASL interpreter. Our dear friend Tamara McCarthy is in the cast as well. So make sure you check it out. Go to theaterterrific.ca to find out more information about that. Here's a bit of music. This is Flora Scott from her CD Eucalyptus, a tune called Figment.
I can see there's a shadow looming at my door. Now it's clear I can't stay here anymore. I thought there was a possibility, but that all changed almost overnight. I'm not holding on to yesterday. I'll tear myself away and never be the same. Looking brighter all the time. I heard the song playing on the radio back when I was just
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that all auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Starting off with a workshop at Mitch and Murray Productions, it's called Practical Aesthetics Acting Workshop. It'll be led by Lee Michael Cohen, who's making a rare trip to Vancouver to teach a workshop in practical aesthetics, the technique outlined in his best-selling book, The Practical Handbook for the Actor, and originally developed by David Mamet. If I remember correctly, David Mamet's advice to actors was basically speak up, speak clearly, stand up, and stand still. And that's it. So there you go. You've had the workshop. You've just saved $300. But I'm sure there's more to it than that. It's a whole weekend. It starts on the 22nd of June. Registration deadline is the 14th of June. It costs $350. If you're a member of Equity, it's only $280. To find out more, contact Aaron Craven at Mitch and Murray Productions. Aaron's email is info@mitchandmurrayproductions.com. We got these arts club auditions coming up. Now we've passed the deadline for submission, but sometimes Stephanie will take, you know, late calls, if especially if she's having a hard time filling some of the spots. So it doesn't hurt to just, you know, pop her an email. The three shows are Carried Away on the Crest of a Wave by David Yee. That'll be auditioning at the end of the month, actually in a few days, on the 28th and 31st. They're looking for four South or East Asian actors and one Caucasian actor, roughly in their 30s, 40s, early 50s, male and female roles. There's also Peter Pan Gone Wrong, which is going to be in Vancouver and in Edmonton. It's a co-production between the Arts Club and the Citadel in Edmonton. And this is a play within a play thing about a production of Peter Pan produced by an amateur student theater company. The auditions for that are June 8th and 9th. And Kinky Boots, the big hearted modern musical, book by Harvey Firestein, music and lyrics by Cindy Lauper, directed by Barbara Tomasic. And that's happening next summer at the Stanley Theater. Auditions for that are June 10th, 11th, and 12th. For all of this stuff, as I said, the deadline has passed, so you're taking a bit of a risk. But just send an email to shargreaves@artsclub.com with the name of production and the character you're interested in. Axis Theater is doing their general auditions at the end of next month, the 24th and 25th of June. Submission deadline for that one is the 14th of June. Those are going to be held at the Carousel Theater on Granville Island. And if you want to find out what Axis Theater's season for next year is going to be, you can go to their website at axistheater.com. A couple of Fringe Festival auditions to let you know about. One is happening this weekend at the Fire Hall Library at 10th and Granville. It's called Play Together Games. No, Play Together Games is the company. The play is called God Machine. It's a 30-minute one-act that's an existential comedy about two friends who wake up in the afterlife and discover an omniscient entity with the answers to all their questions. And they find out more than they bargained for. It's going to be on stage during the Fringe Festival, which starts September 5th. And the auditions, as I said, are tomorrow and Sunday at the library at 10th and Granville. And you can check out their, they got a Google form, so you can get on board with that. Just go to the Vancouver Public Library website and look up God Machine to find the sign-up sheet for that one. Another Fringe show, it is holding auditions tomorrow. This is the Yukio Mishima play, two modern Noah plays by Yukio Mishima, and they are looking for a group of actors, open ethnicity on this one. The characters have Japanese names, it's a Japanese play, but they're not strictly going for Japanese ethnicity on that one, so you can find out more by sending your headshot and resume to mid20stheater@gmail.com. The Fraser Valley Stage in Abbotsford is doing The Music of ABBA, which we're not allowed to say the name of, but you know the play. Anyway, the production is happening in February of next year. The auditions are coming up on the 27th and 29th of May at Robert Bateman School in Abbotsford. And to contact them to book an audition time, you can send your headshot and resume to fvsmm2020@gmail.com. Spectral Theater is doing a new show called The Supernature of Things by W.T. Gibson, and that is going to be a mockucast, a kind of a mockumentary podcast, radio play kind of thing. So looking for some experienced voice actors with comedic background and some strong improvisational skills. Send your resume and headshot to info@spectraltheater.com, and once again, those auditions are happening this weekend. Coming up in June, auditions for Hot Property by Fred Carmichael, which is produced by the North Vancouver Community Players at Hendry Hall. The auditions are the 2nd and 4th of June. The production itself is happening September 6th to the 21st, and you can contact director Val Mason at val@valmason.com to get on board with that one. The Direct Theater Collective is doing a play called Hysteria by Jill Raymond and Lauren Martin. That's going to be up in September at the Havana on Commercial Drive. The audition is on June the 7th, and they're looking for submissions for multidisciplined female identifying performers, and that includes cis, trans, and genderqueer identifying performers. Send your resume and headshot to hellodirecttheater@gmail.com, and let them know if you do play an instrument. That would definitely help towards their selection process. Vancouver Island's doing their annual Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular through Razzle Dazzle Productions in Nanaimo. This is going to be happening between November 18th and December 22nd. Touring the island, they're going to be playing in Nanaimo, Courtney, and closing off at the McPherson Playhouse in Victoria. The rehearsals will be happening in Nanaimo. The auditions are June 7th and 8th in Vancouver at the Scotiabank Dance Studio, Granville and Davie. They're looking for some singers and dancers and who have some experience with classical, musical theater singing, and tap jazz, Broadway, and ballet dancing. Send your resume and headshot to razzledazzleproductions@gmail.com. Align Entertainment is doing Shrek the Musical at the Michael J. Fox Theater early next year. They're holding auditions June 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Lindbergh Academy in Coquitlam. And they are looking for performers of all ages, genders, races, and orientations. So send your stuff to info@alignentertainment.ca. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing Tim Kelly's Terror by Gaslight, directed by Dale Kelly. And that's going to be up in October at the Bernie Legg Theater in New Westminster. Auditions are June 9th and 11th. And you can go to vagabondplayers.ca to find out details on that one. Sidekick Players in Tsawwassen are doing Bordertown Cafe by Kelly Rebar. This is production. It's happening in October. The auditions are June 15th and 17th, and that's at the Tsawwassen Arts Center in sunny Tsawwassen. And looking for two females and two males, sort of late 30s to mid 60s, and one late teen male as well. And this is the play dramatizes Canada's struggle to negotiate a unique identity in the shadow of its brash superpower neighbor, what they called the elephant lying down next to a mouse. That's happening send your photo and resume to sidekickplayersoutlook.com to get on that list. Theatre West Van doing Gaslight, a British thriller by Patrick Hamilton. That'll be at the K Meek Theatre in West Vancouver in October. The auditions are June 20th and 23rd. British accents required. Go to Theatre West Van to find out more about that. And one more North Van Community Players production. These auditions are happening in June for a show in October. It's The Business of Murder by Richard Harris. And English accents not necessary but preferred. You can go to North Van Community Players to find out more. And you can contact Arthur Mitchell McKay, who's the director of this one, at gmail.com to get a PDF copy of the script. So there you go. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us here at DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And there you go. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. And please like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're at CITR Dave Radio. If you miss any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archives at CITR.ca. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes. Stick around because Audrey is up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin Presents at 2. Nardwar, the Human Survey at 3 o'clock. At 3:30. Never mind that. Tomorrow, you can find me on Falls Creek. My 65-year-old sister has joined a dragon boat team, and they are participating in the Falls Creek Women's Regatta and Breast Cancer Survivor events going on at Falls Creek tomorrow. First races starting at 9 o'clock, going all the way till about 5 down there at the Olympic Village. Yeah, you want to get and cheer on. What the heck is my sister's team called? Spirit Abreast, that's what they're called. Cheer on Spirit Abreast from Chilliwack. Dave Radio will be back at the same time next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner of cocaine.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. My drink. It made me lie. Lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine.
More cocaine.
Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so